In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God even in the beginning.
Long ago, God offered a message of hope to a weary people. To those walking in darkness, God spoke of one who would bring the light of truth. To people bound by oppression, God spoke of one who would release the captives. To a world marred by sin, God spoke of one who would redeem the lost. While the people expected a mighty king or a strong warrior, God's answer resided in an infant's birth. The hope of the world was cradled in a mother's arms. Emmanuel, one spoken of by prophets, hailed by angels, and welcomed by shepherds. From heaven's throne to a stable's manger, his coming altered history. His birth touched humanity. His life changed eternity. The Word's hope revealed in heaven's light. This is Emmanuel.
Sing we now of Christmas, sing.
the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Emmanuel, oh, the hope that abounds in that name. God near us, God among us, God with us. But above all, God's love revealed to us. Imagine the one who wove creation's fabric with the most intricate of beauty, born in a stench-filled stable. Ponder heaven's king sleeping in a borrowed manger. From the humblest of births, God so loved the world that the one who created us came down to us to mend what had been broken and restore what had been lost. From a crowded stall to the lonely cross, he came to show the way to everlasting life. On that holy night, as angels sang of his birth, God's matchless love was unveiled for the whole world to behold.
Shelter was
a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
From the time the angels sang that first chorus to our own outpouring of song today, Christ's birth is still the ultimate hope of a broken world. At a time when God's people were looking for a warrior to overthrow a nation, God sent a Savior to soften people's hearts. God's redeeming work began with a single birth on a silent night. And from that glorious moment, the peace we long to see cover all of creation is the peace that first flows from the human heart. Thank you.
The shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
That holy night of long ago has forever changed our world. Heaven and earth colliding in a moment of awestruck wonder. For those once in darkness, a new day has dawned and a new light has been given. For those worn thin by the concerns of this world, Jesus is the lasting hope of God's eternal plan. For those who grieve in the weariness of their souls, Jesus is the surpassing joy of a faithful God. For those held captive from rest, Jesus is the abiding peace of a new tomorrow. For any who have wandered from the path of God, Jesus' perfect love calls us home. As we celebrate his birth, we join with the company of old in proclaiming our joy, a joy shared throughout the world, a joy offered for the world. Rejoice, for a Savior has been born. Rejoice for lives that have been redeemed. Rejoice, for God is with us now and forevermore.